Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace.
If you are a regular listener to the Beacon Broadcast, then you already know that 1 Corinthians chapter 6 begins talking about the problem of one member of the church taking another member of the church to court to settle a dispute, taking their case to unbelievers outside the church rather than settling these matters within the church. Paul considers that to be a grievous wrong, first of all, against Christ, secondly, against the church, and finally, against your Christian brother. Even though you may have been wronged, and he talks about that, we'll not go back to all of that again. But the surprising thing is that once he deals with that particular infraction, that particular failing, that particular sin, we must call it what it is, and in context, it's clear that that is the category that it falls in, because then he launches into a list of sins that he says those who practice such things are not going to heaven. And that requires some careful thought, careful examination, careful investigation to make sure that we are not misunderstanding what the Bible tells us at this point. But nevertheless, it needs to be understood properly and proclaimed clearly in this day of a Christianity that basically says anything goes. I can live any way I want to and still go to heaven. And that's not what Paul says when he says in verse 9 of 1 Corinthians 6, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." I suspect that there are quite a few Christians who don't even know those verses are in the Bible and are shocked to hear them. How could anything like that be in the Bible? Because this is biblical truth, and we need to come to terms with it. And to that end, we will continue looking at it on this Thursday, September 2. We're glad that you were able to join us today, and we're very grateful for those whose financial gifts keep us teaching on this station. Well, in going through this list, there are 10 items altogether, and we have so far only examined 3 of them, one each in the last 3 broadcasts. On Monday, no fornicators in heaven. On Tuesday, no idolaters in heaven. On Wednesday, yesterday, no adulterers in heaven. Maybe we can move a little more, bit more quickly today, but the next one on the list is the word in my translation, effeminate, followed by sodomite. Well, let's look at this again. This one, mine doesn't say effeminate, but that's the more literal translation. Mine says homosexuals. No homosexuals and no sodomites, going back through the list again. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites. Wow. A lot of interesting things here. This word sodomite, the one translated sodomite in my version, the one translated effeminate in other versions, is a reference basically to a male prostitute. And in Corinth, that probably would be in association with idolatry. Incredibly, the idolatry of that day involved sexual immorality that was religiously sanctioned. And so there were female prostitutes and there were male prostitutes. And worshipers engaged in relationships with these prostitutes who were considered to be, what should I call them? Considered to be like priests and priestesses in the false religions of the city of Corinth. Incredible as that sounds to us, I hope it sounds incredible. That's the way it was in that day. And it probably explains why that word idolater is found right in the middle of this list of four different sexual sins. What are they again? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, the general word for sexual immorality, nor idolaters, there's the religious word, nor adulterers, that's those who are unfaithful to their marriage vows, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites. So, four terms that refer to sexual immorality in various expressions, and one that refers to false religion, idolatry, but in the context of Corinth, that probably is the indication that an awful lot of the sexual immorality was involved with the idolatry of the city. They were very much intertwined. But now we get back to the ones before us, the homosexuals and the sodomites, which basically are two words for essentially the same thing, but as I've already pointed out, this first one, the homosexuals or effeminate, seems to be a reference to male prostitutes, and then the second one, sodomites, refers to same-sex relationships in general. Now, we're still able to declare what the Bible says in this area, in America, thankfully. But do you know, in some countries today, Western countries, you could actually be fined or put in jail for saying what I'm saying on the broadcast today, for actually even reading this verse out of the Bible and explaining what it says and what it means. That's how much these sins have permeated our society and how viciously they are being defended and how animated has been the defense of them and the attacks upon anyone who would dare to question them. But folks, I'm just the messenger declaring what's in the Bible. If you don't like the message, don't fault the messenger. I'm just the delivery boy. You need to take this up with God. And if you don't think that God wrote the Bible, then you need to take it up with the Apostle Paul. Of course, he's dead. But you need to understand that this is what the Bible teaches. And those who claim to be Christians also are those who claim to be followers of the Bible. That's where Christianity comes from. I mean, again, I recognize that there are people who claim to be Christians but who don't hold the Bible in high regard, but that's just another evidence of the inconsistency and folly. Why would anyone claim to be a Christian if they don't accept the Bible as the authoritative Word of God? That's where Christianity comes from. If it doesn't come from the Bible, and if the Bible is not reliable, then we don't know what Christianity is. We have no Christianity unless you just do, as many people do, manufacture their own version of it, and then it becomes just another man-made religion. And in that case, it's no wonder that many people are insistent that Christianity and Islam and Buddhism and Confucianism and on and on and on it goes. All the many, many, many other religions in the world, they're all essentially the same. There's no difference in them. It's just put, it's like different flavors of ice cream. Some people prefer one, some prefer another. Well, in a sense, that's true in the distorted forms of Christianity that many people hold to, and particularly any form of Christianity that is not solidly, biblically based. If it doesn't come from the Bible, then it is no different from other religions. It's not the Christianity of the Bible. But if you are a Christian, and I was comforted to read not too long ago that a poll showed that something like 55% of people in America, adults in America, still believe in the infallibility of the Bible. That really surprised me. That's a rather recent poll. That rather surprised me and encouraged me. It's a slim majority, but it's a majority of people in America who hold to the infallibility of the Bible. It is God's word. It is authoritative. And this is what the Bible says. Out of the four words here that describe sexual immorality of one kind or another, fornicator, adulterer, homosexual, and sodomite, out of these four, two of them specifically refer to the sin of same-sex relationships. Now, the term fornicator, as I pointed out, is a general term that includes that, but includes all kinds of sexual immorality in general. Adultery is very specific. It involves only an unfaithfulness to one's marriage vows. But this word homosexual or effeminate refers to same-sex relationships, and the word sodomite also refers to same-sex relationships. And so these were rather common in the city of Corinth, which was a city that was given to lasciviousness. Homosexuality was widely practiced in the Roman Empire. It was widely practiced in the Greek Empire before it, which was essentially absorbed into the Roman Empire. It was a common practice in that day, and therefore it was something that many of the Corinthians had been involved in before they were saved. And Paul is issuing this warning. If you haven't put this behind you, if you haven't been cleansed, verse 11, and such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and the Spirit of our God. If that's true of you, then praise God. Those sins are washed away, and you are on your way to heaven. But if you are still practicing these things as a matter of lifestyle, you haven't broken from the old practices, then you aren't going to heaven. If you are a practicing fornicator, a practicing adulterer, a practicing homosexual, a practicing sodomite, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's what the Bible says. I know there are some Christian denominations that welcome practicing homosexuals not only into the congregation, but into their pulpits. God will have the last word. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.